Welcome to the Live Long, Lead Well broadcast. I'm Dr. Mark Jones, and today we're going to talk about avoiding decision fatigue. Stay tuned for today's broadcast. Lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. How to avoid decision fatigue. Welcome once again to the Live Long, Lead Well broadcast. I'm Dr. Mark Jones, and today we're going to talk about just that. Decisions. Now, for the sake of definition, decision fatigue refers to the deteriorating quality of decisions made by an individual after a long session of decision making. And so that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about what are some practical keys for avoiding decision fatigue. Now, here's the first key. Prioritize your decisions. You know, it's important to make sure that you focus on the important decisions during the time that you feel the most alert and energized. And then the acritical decisions, that is those that are less critical, focus on them for later on the day when you're probably becoming a bit fatigued. Now here's the second key. It's very important to establish a solid routine. In other words, create routines for your tasks in order to make sure that you're able to reduce the amount of mental energy that's required to actually get things done. As much as you can put on automation or systems, or as I say, technology, because the geek shall inherit the earth, as possible. So it's important that you can put as much as you can on routine, on autopilot, so that you can focus on important matters. The next key is limit your options. In other words, narrow down your choices whenever possible. Sometimes when we have too many options, it can overwhelm us and it can lead to decision fatigue. See, limiting your choices helps you to streamline your process of making decisions. Now, another critical aspect of avoiding decision fatigue is to make sure that your goals are clear. So set clear goals. Make sure that you clearly define your goals and objectives, and make sure that you have a sense of direction for decision making. You need to know what you're trying to achieve so that you can make it easier on yourself and make sure that all of your choices are aligned with your ultimate objectives. Now, another thing that's very important to avoiding decision fatigue is to make sure that you take breaks. Now, every now and then, it's important to take a break in the middle of your day. You know, I personally have broken up my work week so that I'm not just 7 days a week rolling from one week into another one. But take breaks. Break up decision-making sessions with short breaks so you can recharge, you know, detach from work and do something that's not work. Step away from the decision-making process momentarily, as that can help you to refresh your mind and perhaps even improve the quality of your decision-making. Now, another thing that's very important is that you delegate as much as you can to other people. You know, if you are a high performer, if you're an executive, if you're a business leader or ministry leader, there's a lot of things that need to be decided that you really don't need to decide. So it's important to learn to trust competent individuals to make decisions that can keep you from overload. You know, I often say I train the people I trust, and I trust the people that I trained. Now, it's important also to be mindful of your emotional state. Make sure that you do all that you can to not only assess your mind's condition, your mental condition, but do all that you can to make sure that you keep your mind in a healthy and clear state of existence. Also, it's important to maintain your health and your overall well-being. Make sure you get enough sleep. Make sure you eat properly, get exercise, because physical activity, such as working out, has proven to help improve your mental acuity and to help you to have resilience in the decision-making process. Another key is to make sure that you reflect and learn. In other words, every now and then, reflect upon your decision-making processes to identify patterns. We want to learn from our mistakes, and then we want to adjust and refine our approach. We want to constantly improve our self-awareness so that we can make sure that we don't end up in decision fatigue. Now, I know there's a lot of information in a very short time, but I believe that by implementing these strategies, it will help you to mitigate, if not limit, the impact of decision-making fatigue upon your life and help you to make more effective choices in every area of your life. I know you know someone who needs this information today. Do me a favor, share it with them. And remember, if you want Dr. Mark Jones to be a part of your next event, give us a call at 813-241-6919, extension 15. Also, remember, you can find me on YouTube at Manifestation Worldwide, or you can find me on Facebook as simply Mark Jones. Until we get together next time, may you live long and lead well.